Shalom, everybody. Shalom, shalom, shalom. King Judah 23 here. Follow me on Instagram at K-I-N-G-J-U-D-H 23, King Judah Life on Instagram. So I want to play. I'm going to play. Hold for one moment. I'm going to play two videos for you, okay? Because this needs to be talked about, all right? I keep saying 85 to 90% of the American people are stupid as hell. And I'm going to play two videos for you, okay? Hopefully, this is being played for my other iPhone. So hopefully, you could be able to hear the video and you'll be able to hear what's being said. I'm going to go first right here, all right? This has to do with COVID. All right, and the people behind the CDC. I want you to listen to what this young white man has to say. And again, it doesn't have to be a black man that tells you truth, okay? All right, we have some of our Gentile brothers and sisters that's going to tell you truth. Some of our Gentile brothers and sisters are going to take up office with us with Yah, okay? It's not going to be all black people. So those people on the highways and byways, they talking dumb shit, okay? But I'm going to let you listen to what this man had to say at a town meeting. I don't know where the town meeting is at. Hold for one moment.
Sir, you need to stop.
Hold on for one moment. I think it's Manhattan County. Somewhere. But it was a Manhattan County Health and Human Services committee meeting, and I want you to listen what this dude had to say. Listen.
You need to stop.
Who was in charge of the CDC that was controlling and telling our government to shut down small businesses and what they recommend for the mandates and the vaccines and Pfizer and all? At the time when COVID was being enacted, I'm going to read off the staff of who was in charge of this CDC. The director of the CDC was Rochelle Walensky, dual citizenship with Israel. She's a Jew. Deputy director of the CDC, Ann Schwalchik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC chief of staff, Sherry Berger, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC chief medical officer, Mitchell Wolf, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC director of the Washington office. This is pertinent to the topic. We're talking about COVID, right? Yeah. This is pertinent to COVID. So I love you, Jennifer. Yeah, please. So, director of the CDC of the Washington office, Jeff Rezik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID czar, Jeff Zients, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID senior advisor, Andy Slavitt, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Assistant of Health Secretary for Human Services for our country, the Assistant of Health Secretary, Rachel Levine, transgender, dual citizenship with
Israel. Sir, you need to stop.
Now, did you not hear what the man said? Every last one of the people who's in charge of the COVID situation happened a couple years ago. Every last one of them, including a transgender, okay? Including a transgender, all had dual citizenships with Israel. Now, let's pull up the numbers. Let's pull up the numbers here. Hold on. Let's pull up the numbers. Let's look at the overall. Okay, so here we go. So 13 members of the CDC, 13 staff members of the CDC has dual citizenship with Israel. And these are high ranking members. Now ask yourself, why would the CDC, a US based department, have 13 high-ranking members of that department all have dual citizenship with Israel? Do you think they would have got on and got hired if they was dual citizens in Guatemala? El Salvador? Colombia? Do you think they would have got any kind of job at the CDC being a dual citizenship of Haiti? The Dominican Republic? Come on. Come on. Let's talk, people. This is why I say 85 to 90% of the American people are stupid. Because, yes, you can have your degrees. Yes, you can have your $100,000 job. Yes, you can have all that stuff. You can have the nicest car in the entire world. You can have you can have 2-3 Bugattis sitting in the damn driveway. You can have all that. And yet, you do not even research. You don't even try to research on anything. So when they tell you to go get your new COVID vaccine for this year and stay stocked up on your COVID vaccines and all that, you're going to be the first one to run. But you have what? Degrees, right? Man, please. 85 to 90% of the American people are stupid as fuck. I am telling you this. This is facts. They're not going to research anything. The only thing they're going to research on is if the NFL is going to have any games today. Now, they'll research that. They'll go on Google. And try to pull up what time the game start. They will do that, but won't pull up on Google how many members of the CDC have dual citizenship in Israel. This is why 85 to 90% of American people got to be done away with. I am telling you flat out facts. This is facts here, okay? Now, not only I'm gonna play this video for you, but I'm gonna play this other video for you. I want you to listen to this.
If our planet is no more than 500 million,
we're willing to kill 7 billion.
Hold on, I'm sorry about that.
Planet.
Most of those lives. The sustainable population of our planet is no more than 500 million.
And we're willing to kill 7 billion.
Well, most of those lives aren't worth living. A mass of humanity in Africa, India, China, they live in squalor. They'd be better off dead. The world would be better off without them.
And America will be first.
Yes, well. As our friend Henry Kissinger said, a strong America is the only thing standing in the way of a new world order. We have foreign troops on the ground now, under the UN banner. The country only needs a little chaos.
The American people are resilient. What's to come if the citizens rise up?
Yes, well, when parents see their children starving and families hauled away to FEMA camps for imprisonment or worse. And yes, we expect some resistance at first. But the vanity of nationalism will quickly fade. The people will beg for help. Any help. These are but the birth pangs of change. Birth pangs of a new world order.
So, this goes back to what I was saying before. And I hope you heard every last bit of it. If not, please let me know. All my viewers, please, all my listeners, please let me know. And I will personally replay both videos. But I want you to understand where we at right now, okay? First of all, let's talk about the migrants, okay? Let's talk about the migrants first and foremost. Yes, some of them are coming to seek a better life, okay? Some of them are coming to seek a better life. But let's just be perfectly honest here, okay? There are military, UN military people that came across the border. I want you to listen to me one more time for the people in the back, people. Why you think Joe Biden not doing anything about immigration? Why you think Kamala Harris is not doing anything about immigration? Why you think the Biden administration, period, is not doing anything about the migration? Why you think they're not doing anything? Because they are bringing in UN soldiers. They're bringing in UN army. They are bringing in people from foreign countries, from China, from Iran, from Syria, from all these countries all around the world, and they're bringing them across the border and acting like they are fucking migrants. That's not true, people. That's not true. You heard what the man said. The only thing that's standing in the way between us and the New World Order is a resilient America. And you already with the bad diets, with the bad health of Americans, with the bad mindset of Americans, with all the homosexuality of America, I am telling you right now, people like Joe Biden is trying to weaken the American people so it will be an easier fight. It will be an easier fight, guys. This is why they want you gay. This is the reason why they want you to be fat. That's the reason why they want you to have diabetes and can't hardly move and hardly walk. I had to work on my health. This is why they want a division between man and woman, especially of the indigenous black man and woman. If the indigenous black man and woman are too busy fighting each other, they don't see the real enemy coming for them. Come on, man. This is why they want you compliant. This is why they want you to be a Christian. This is the reason why they want you to be all this stuff so they can weaken you. Don't you get it yet? Don't you get it? They want you weak. So when the real shit happens, I am telling you right now, most American people are fucked. What else did he say? What else did he say in that video? Did he not also say that he said that when parents see their children starving, they will beg for any help, Why you think all these camps are being built? I saw one in New York City look like a damn FEMA camp. And the Latinos said, hey, we're going back home. We're not going to stay here. Hell no. The Latino people got brains. You think they're going to tear down that building because the Latinos don't want to go in there? No, they're going to keep that bitch right on up. Because you know why? They're going to come up with another disease. They're going to come up with another COVID. They're going to come up with something better, bigger than COVID. And when they shut this bitch down, they shutting this bitch down for good. This is why I'm telling everybody right now. If you planning on travel, go travel. If you plan on doing anything, go do it now. Because I'm telling you right now, when they shut this bitch down, they're going to shut the bitch down, man. They're not playing no more. This is real shit out here. This is real life out here, man. This is real life. This ain't no fake shit. This ain't no fake shit, homie. This is real life, man. 85 to 90% of American people are stupid because they're not going to save up not one fucking canned good. They're not saving not one dehydrated food. They're not saving not one case of water. They're not saving nothing. The only thing they do is spin, spin, spin. Girl, let's go to the club tonight. Girl, let's go to Dubai tonight. Let's go to Jamaica. Let's go to Dominican Republic. Let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go turn up. Let's go get drunk. Let's go get high. Let's go get fucked. Let's go get screwed. Come on, man. For real. 85 to 90% of American people are stupid as hell. When this shit gets real and their families and their children are fucking starving, the first thing they're going to say, FEMA help us. Joe Biden, where you at? Kamala Harris, where you at? Donald Trump, where you at? You keep worrying about man. 85 to 90% of people in America is worried about a fucking man and a woman. You sit up here worried about when a man's going to help you. You're going to be worried about when a woman's going to help you. And you ain't trying to help your own fucking self. Well, I pay taxes. I pay taxes. FEMA need to help me. I'm a tax-paying citizen. First of all, if you would have knew who the fuck you are, you ain't got to pay no damn tax. But that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. Because 2024, I will be really be heavy on that. Y'all need to go change your damn status. You need to start becoming a nationalist. I'm in the process of doing, getting all that taken care of right now. I only got two things that are standing in my way. But next month, I will definitely be a nationalist. You need to start worrying about when a man's going to help you, and you need to worry about helping your damn self. 85 to 90% of American people are dumb as hell. And I'm telling you right now, when they see their babies are hungry, mommy and daddy, I'm hungry. When they start saying that, oh God, we can't get no food. Everything shut down. Man, Joe Biden, please help us. Oh, you know what? Oh, we got a FEMA camp over here and got all the food and all the water. They're gonna tell you a lot. They go, oh, we got all the food, all the water. Well, let's go there, honey. Well, there ain't nothing else over here. They didn't think about when the shit was going good to save one fucking can good. Right now, Yah has given me so much favor. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yahweh, for giving me so much favor. Right now, I'm debating, do I even want to even save any more canned goods? Boo! Come on! Listen to me! Listen! I am debating to myself, should I save any more damn canned goods? Because downstairs is getting full. Woo! Come on! That's favor. That's rich, homie. Y'all better start paying attention to what's going on out here, man. You better start paying attention to what's about to happen. What's about to happen. They got all this COVID going on. They got all this. They are planning. Even Joe Biden said, we got to get ready for the next pandemic. He told you ahead of time what's going on. And guess what? 85 to 90% of American people rip right over their heads. Oh, shoot. I ain't got to wear no mask, man. I ain't gotta do no declare when I travel, man. Girl, let's go travel. Girl, let's go live our best life. Just dumb as a brick. Just dumb as a brick. Don't have no type of sense of why they keep talking about another pandemic? Why they talking about, man, dude just got rid of one? They are listen to me. The CDC is controlled by Israel. Woo, come on. Oh, man, that's a conspiracy theory. See, that's a conspiracy theory. That's why I don't listen to them. 85 to 90% of American people say that. That is fact, man. This ain't conspiracy. How is conspiracy theories when this shit's coming out to be true? Come on, man. But 85 to 90% of American people are dumb as hell. They are dumb. They dumb. They stupid. No type of brain whatsoever. No brain. So when I tell you, when this shit gets ugly and when they shut this bitch down, because the next time they shut this bitch down, they gotta do what they gotta do. I am telling you, when they shut this bitch down, they gonna do what they gotta do. All this stuff's starting to come out now. Now all of a sudden you hear about all the UFOs and all these UFO sightings. Oh, that's another conspiracy theory. Not last night, but the other night, I woke up around 3 o'clock in the morning. This is how I know Yahweh is speaking to me right now. I look outside my window in my office. I have a view of the backyard, right? I want you to listen. So, my backyard, I have a nice little view. How about I was distracted? I was watching some television because sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't go to sleep or whatever. I watch TV until I fall back asleep again, right? So how about as I'm watching some television, something in my peripheral vision is blinking. Something's blinking. I'm like, what the fuck is blinking, right? I look to my left, out of the view, there's a big ass green light. I'm talking about just flickering. Just literally flickering. Literally flicker. 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 And I'm staring at it and it's looking and it flickers and it's flickering. Flicker. 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 And then it went away for like 10 minutes. And I went back to watch TV again. And then 10 minutes later, flicker, flicker, flicker. this flashes of light. I'm like, what is that? Is that a UFO or something? And I'm telling you, we got life outside of the human and animal nature. There's life in the sky. There's life in the water. But do you tell, when you tell 85-90% of American people this, guess what they're going to tell you? Oh, man, go ahead with all this conspiracy theory. 85-90% of American people are fucking stupid. I hate to say it like that. I hate to even break things down like that. But I am being honest when I say this. And I'm being real when I say this, dog. I'm saying this with on 10 toes right now. 85-90% of the American people are stupid as hell. Now I'm telling you. So for my Hebrews, for my one third, for the Gentile that's gonna be rocking with the Hebrews, I am telling you right now, go get some dehydrated food, go get some dehydrated, go get some water, go get some canned goods, go get some dry goods. Go get it by any means necessary. Go work on getting a heat source. What I mean by a heat source is something that you could cook with. Now, I have a big smoker in my backyard, so I may have to go get some. I got plenty of wood. Plenty of wood. A big smoker and plenty of wood. But I might have to go get some charcoal as well. You better learn how to stack up and learn to survive now. Because I'm telling you right now, as we speak, right now, they are planning a new world order. And America is the only place that can stop the whole entire thing from happening. The American, we the people, we the only ones that can really stop everything from happening. But 85-90% of American people are fucking stupid. So I'm here to tell you this to my one third. Don't worry about what's going to happen to America. Don't worry about if everything's going to fall in America. We don't worry about that. Get ready to meet up with Yah. Get ready to listen to Yah, man. Listen. Listen to what he has to say. I am telling you right now, as we speak right now. There's about to be a shit change. There's about to be a shit going to happen next year. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. But 2024 is going to lead into what the elite really want to do. 2024, they're going to let you have Christmas. They're going to let you have this pagan Thanksgiving. And another thing we need to start top doing as a people. And this is going to be part of my... And the only reason why I even go to certain family functions during Thanksgiving and Christmas is because I want my son to be around his family. But really, to be honest with you, I'm really going to tell you this right now. Sometimes you're going to have to really tell your children the real. And I'm going to start telling my son the real. Christmas is a pagan holiday. Thanksgiving is a pagan holiday. And the family don't want to fool with us because that's what we believe. Because that, no, not what we believe. Because what the truth is, then I guess it is what it is. But as far as I'm concerned, I am done with Thanksgiving. I'm done with Christmas. It's all paganistic. All of it's paganistic at the end of the day. So again, I'm going to say this one last time, and I'm not saying this shit no more, because I have beat this dead horse over and over and over and over. And I keep beating the dead horse, and I keep beating, I keep beating, I keep beating, I keep beating, I keep beating it. Save up on canned goods. Save up on water. Save up on dehydrated foods. Save up on dry goods. Go get your generator. Have a backup plan when this thing gets fucking ugly, because it's going to get ugly. Everybody is so comfortable right now because we can go travel, we can go shop, we can go screw, we can go get drunk, we can go get high, we can go get turned up. We can do all these things, so we so relaxed. I am telling my Hebrew brothers and sisters and my Gentile brothers and sisters, shout out to NDI. Even though most of you guys are racist as hell, shout out to NDI. to the people of India who are not racist and know that the Hebrews are going to run this bitch eventually. I am telling you right now. Shout outs to you. Out there in Panama. Shout out to Panama. Shout out to Mexico. Shout out to Colombia. Shout out to El Salvador. Shout out to the whole South America, man. Shout out to Canada. Shout out to shout out to Australia. Shout out to y'all, man. To the indigenous people. Shout outs to y'all, man. Now all of a sudden it's starting to come out. Now I saw someone on Instagram saying, "Oh man, you know, China was started by black folks." Did I not just say a couple months ago that we the original Chinese, we the original Dominicans, we the original Puerto Ricans, we the original everything, every race has started with black folk. We the original Samoans, we the original everything. Yes. And here come black folks. Oh yeah, by the way, later on tonight, I got something for black folks because we need to read citizens and we need to sit down and talk. And this is the last time I'm going to talk to black folks too. It has to get to a point. It has to get to a point when we stop talking about certain things, stop giving people warnings, and just let them live their lives. Let these niggas live. Yashkara said the same thing. Let these niggas live. I'm going to let you live. But I'm going to talk to you one last time. I'm gonna give you all my power, all my energy, all this. I'm gonna give it to you. And then I'm about to be done with it. Because it's time to stop talking about the same thing over and over, and niggas are not listening. But I got a message for Black America later on tonight. But I'm telling you, everybody else, go get you some dehydrated food, go get some water, go get some canned goods, go get some dry goods, get you a generator. Yash Karaj talking about, go get a solar generator. I feel them, but at the same time, maybe you can't afford a solar generator. There's plenty of dual gas generators out here. Plenty! Dual fuel generators. That means they take propane and regular gas. That's a little bit cheaper. I got mine from Home Depot. This was when COVID first hit. I'm talking about, like, it was breaking news. COVID was here. And it just so happens that I was going to get a generator anyway, and Home Depot had it for sale for, I think, because it was selling for five something, and they had a massive sale. I'm talking about a massive sale. They brought the bitch down all the way down to two something, $229. It was $253 with tax. Go get you a generator. Because when they shut these power grids down, China has control of our power grids. See, this is the thing that you can't tell the average American. 85-90% of American people are what? Come on. China has control of our power grid. So when they shut this bitch off, when they shut the internet off, by the way, talk about the internet. All everybody who can't live without their phones, who got their face in their phones 24/7, they're about to shut this internet off. The Biden administration came out and said that they want to control the whole entire internet. They don't want no more privacy on these internet. They went to Google. They went to MSN, Microsoft. They went to all the major internet news companies and told them, "We want to start controlling what's coming out of the internet, what's going in and what's going out of the internet." This is no different from what China's doing. So I'm telling you right now, you can sit up there and you can be in denial all you want. You can sit up there and be look dumb as hell all you want. And 85-90% is not a look. That's exactly who they are. They dumb as hell. But anyway, we move on. But you can sit up there and look stupid all you want. I am telling you right now, it's about to be a shift in 2024. That's all I got to say here. Peace and favor, because when we know the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Peace, one love.